SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House voted Wednesday to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview in his classified documents case. Republicans' latest and strongest rebuke of the Justice Department as partisan conflict over the rule of law animates the 2024 presidential campaign. The 216 to 207 vote fell along party lines, with Republicans coalescing behind the contempt effort despite reservations among some of the party's more centrist members. House Speaker Mike Johnson said, quote, "We have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend the authority of Congress. We can't allow the Department of Justice and executive branch to hide information from Congress." The Biden administration claimed executive privilege, and the Justice Department argued it has cooperated by giving lawmakers transcripts of the interview. Southern Baptists narrowly reject a formal ban on churches with any women pastors.
The vote received support from 61% of the delegates, but it failed to get the required two-thirds supermajority. The action reversed a preliminary vote from last year in favor of the official ban. The opponents of the ban said they favored the doctrinal statement, but didn't think it was necessary to reinforce it in the Constitution. Opponents also noted that the SBC can already oust churches that assert women can serve as pastors, as it did last year and again earlier this week. Supporters of the amendment say it probably won't result in an immediate large-scale purge. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Authorities say three sheriff's deputies have been shot while responding to a northern Illinois home. Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Vickle said at a Wednesday news conference that the deputies were shot while responding to a report that someone inside the home was threatening to kill themselves or others. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points. This is SRN News. Pro sport teams are divided on gay pride.
About one-third of Major League Baseball's 30 franchises have not acknowledged June as Pride Month on their social media pages. Seven NFL teams have also failed to publicly celebrate LGBT Pride. All the major sports leagues officially embrace the homosexual agenda, but some are apparently keeping it on the down low, even as other major corporations have suffered backlash from customers tired of gay pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country, and many are not happy about it. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's a positive development. The Pew study also indicates that 94% of respondents believe it's important that the President of the United States lead a moral life. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher following a surprisingly encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, closing at another record high, after the Federal Reserve also gave reassurance that it still sees a cut to interest rates as likely as this year. The NASDAQ rose 1.5%, also beating the all-time high it had set a day earlier. The Dow lagged the market and slipped 0.1%. The Dow, the blue chips, were off 35 points to close at 38,712. The NASDAQ gained 264 points to 17,608. The S&P 500 added 45 points to 54.21. New York oil rose 60 cents to $78.50 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.